Monday, 13th of June, Kof Gimel Nissen, Sivan, Rabbi Aryeh Leib Godlevsky, in Yonah Dioma.
Good morning. As we said, the title of this share today, I didn't ask me, but when I saw on the paper it says, in Yonah Dioma. Today is very important in Yonah Dioma, actually. It's Kof Gimel Sivan. In Kof Gimel Sivan, it says in Pasuk in Megillah, it says, by Yikov Sefer HaMelech, this was the days where, actually, even though Haman was already killed on the second day of Pesach, nevertheless, the Gezeira of Lahashmid Laharag Abed remained in force for the next 70 days until today. When finally Esther says that Tosef Esther at the devil of Nehemiah at the Schanaloi, we know the Makor of Tachnun. You want to do Nefilas Apayim, whilst do Tachnun is from this pasuk. So Esther Malka did Tachnun for the first time today, and then obviously we know that's when Hashem gave into Achshveish to change his mind, and he allowed the second letters to be sent out to tell the Yidden to be able to defend themselves. The question is, how come it took so long for it to happen? Why didn't Esther just strike while the iron's hot and go straight away, third day Pesach, fourth day Pesach? Why'd you have to wait so long for it to happen? Ma'am Lawyer speaks about it and it gives three answers. One answer is that she felt there wasn't enough zechusim to Klal Yisrael to be able to get to be mevatel the gezeira. She needed extra tshuva. So she had to keep Klal Yisrael davening and davening and davening till today. She she felt that today she could already go and go into the king. He also explains that that you can't ask for too many things. You asked the king, he was so nice. That was really the reason. The Emma says, the Gemara says, Achashverosh was Melech, was even worse than Haman. Because he was a secret enemy. Haman, we knew who we're dealing against. But Achashverosh was pretending he's a friend. So he... Which was much worse. What does he do? He tries to decoy. The whole time he tries to give Mordechai a big covet. And then the substance of the matter stays the same. The Gezeira is still there. Mordechai is being paraded through by Haman. It didn't mean anything. Mordechai had to go back and sit in the Shah HaMelech, put on back the sack, and carry on davening, because he knew he was just trying to take his man off the reel. And the same thing happened when Haman was killed. Ahasuerus kept the gzeira there, but still, so Esther knew she had to be very careful when dealing with him. So therefore she had to wait a long time until... There's another issue that was meant to be the gezeira. She knew Baruch Kodesh again. It was meant to be the gezeira for 70 days. I don't know what the significance of, but it was meant to be a gezeira for 70 days. Once the 70 days are up. Third thing is that she was waiting till the Chodesh Sivan, because that's when the Torah was given. So she thought the Schus HaTorah will make that the gezeira will be misbattled by itself. And she realized that most of the month is over and nothing's happening. So she had to do something about it. She went in and she davened. And the last answer is, he says, the Gishmak Pshat, that one was, she was dafka waited for today, because she was waiting for the postman, Achashteronim, to return from the first letters, from delivering the first letters. Because it took 3 months to get through the whole world, with 1.5 there and 1.5 back. So she wanted dafka, the same postman, to be the ones to deliver the second letters, in order they shouldn't think that it's a forgery. The opposite. Now that they give the second letters, they realize that the first one was a forgery. So, especially that it was done in a way that was clarifying the first letters, because it wasn't a new gezeira, it was an explanation of the first one. That's the Minyan Diyama. What's one big Minyan Diyama of today? There's actually another Minyan Diyama today, which is not so happy. And that is, in the time of Yeravam, when he split off from the Malchus based of it, so says there that Yerovam was very worried at the Tosef Amram Luchol the Beis David, because as long as the Beis Mikdosh is in Yerushalayim and the king of Yerushalayim is Rechavam, and he's the only one who can sit down in Beis Mikdosh as well, so if everyone continues going there, they'll just in no time they'll go back to the Malchus Beis David, and that'll be the end of his Melucha. So therefore he made the Agolim, he took some calves, golden calves I think, and he put one in Don, one in Basil, he made different yontifs. And he also, not just that, he put policemen on the borders, make sure no people are going to go to Yerushalayim, to El Rekha. Now, it started off, the first occasion when they stopped even going was also today, because when they were going to bring the Bikurim to the Beis Mikdash after Shavuos, it was Mevatel the Havas Bikurim today, so it's actually a time of Tzadikim as well. So soon, Dover Be'itir Loach, it says, so he makes a pshara, he says, you should fast half day, meanwhile you should learn Sechas Bikurim, and then do a Siyam for the other half, a Siyam on Sechas Bikurim, or Yishalmi or whatever, and then it could be the Siyam for the Yontov of Kof Gimel. The famous story with the bicycle of Antwerpen. So he was sent off to Sibir with the Biankele on this day as well. And when the Biankele was telling him, what's such a bad thing that happened to us? He said, it can't be bad, because if it happens today, if this is the time when the good letters were sent, then nothing bad can happen now. In fact, eventually they found out that they were the only ones that were saved from the whole Kehillah. Anyway, let's go to the Seder now. Parsha Shlach says, "Mekosh Shaitzim, take this verse, Pasuk Lamed Beis. Vayu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar, b'nei Yisrael were in the midbar. Vayimtzu and they found Ish Mekosh Shaitzim b'yom Shabbos, person who was collecting wood on Shabbos. So they found him. They brought him to Moshe Naharon. They left him in prison. They didn't know exactly what to do with him. Shem told them to kill him with skila." And that's what they did. Says the Targum Yonason, "Bahavoy b'nei Yisrael shayom b'madbara." B'nei Yisrael were in the midbar. Gezeira shabsa ishtemoyed alohim. The gezeira of Shabbos they knew. Bram kenosot the shabsa, the kenas of Shabbos. They don't know what the punishment of Shabbos lo ishtemoyed alohim. They did not know. Kom gavam with the beis Yosef. Person from the shevet Yosef got up. Oma b'meimre, he said to himself, "Israel v'eklosh kissin, I'll go and pluck wood b'yom of the Shabbos on Shabbos. V'yechmon yosi sadayo, Edom is going to see me. V'yisan and Moshe is going to tell Moshe. V'Moshe yispa ufan min kodem Hashem. Moshe is going to ask Hashem. V'yidin yosi, and then he's going to get the information about what to do with somebody who is over. V'chein, and that's the way, ishtemoida, that it'll be announced Kenosa l'chol beis Yisrael, the Kenas to the whole Klal Yisrael." And then that's what happened. Hashkoch Hasadiyah is Gevurah. They found him. So in other words, he b'chol did it l'shem Shemayim. He wasn't doing it because he needed that wood to warm up the mon. All he needed was to make a point. Wasn't just that. He wanted to be megala a piece of Torah. Yeah, it's like the last week said that when they went to Pesach Sheni. So that because of their actions, a piece of Torah came out. And the same thing over here. He wanted to do action that will clarify a piece of Torah. Okay, limit the Torah. But Lemaisi was still killed for the efforts. State in Elov Mefoshma Son Ksav Sefer as well. He says that Chayra is a mamash tzaddik. For learning Torah. But the emphasis is that if you go into the Lamedus, Bechlal can ask whether he should have been killed for it or not. Because if he didn't do it because he needed the wood, then it's a problem of Melacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa. Melacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa is not needed for its own purpose. He's doing it to make a point which is unconnected to the wood itself. So therefore, he should really be part of for being killed. The Maaseh is machlekes between in the Gemara there, where Melacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa is chayav, a potter. Maybe he wanted to bring out this halacha or not, but The MS is that even if it is a melacha she'en tzricha legufa, but because it wasn't obvious from his actions that it is melacha she'en tzricha legufa, therefore everyone agrees that he still chayav misach it. Because you can't go according to his kavanos. You can only go according to his actions. So the Ksav Sefer says clearly that he inadvertently he brought out another yisoid. On top of what the actual knas is on doing this melacha, he also brought out another lesson that you can't just do things, avedas, with a kavana to do it good. You look in Rashi, you can say in a different nekuda in the same Rashi, same pasuk. Ayu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar v'yimtzau, b'genusam shel Yisrael diber hakosuf. It was really not a nice thing about Klal Yisrael. He's probably being medak the word vay, like a bad thing. It was a shame of Klal Yisrael. Why? Shalosham ol Shabbos Rishonu, they only kept the first Shabbos. Or b'shnia, and this is the very second Shabbos, b'azev v'chilelo. This person came and was mechal Shabbos. So, let's go back to this story. He thought he's going to teach Klal Yisrael Hichas Shabbos and Mamash Gvad, he's going to get Gan Eden fit. In the end, he just flunked it, because what's the Medrash we all know? Elmal Yishomer Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos, then Loishaltuvim Uma V'Loshen, Yetzirah wouldn't be with them. Meshach, the Gula Shalem would be on the spot. So you imagine, he's trying to have a long-term vision, he's trying to teach everyone what Knas he get. If he wouldn't have done this Avera, then there wouldn't have been ever, there would have never been a Yetzirah to do any Melachos Shabbos anymore. So it wouldn't have been Negei HaLach Lamais ever. In other words, he complained of the wrong cheshbon. He thought he's being long-sighted. He's really being short-sighted, because if you do what Hashem tells you to do, Hashem's already going to, he knows even better than you what the outcome of this particular matter is. Agav, the Chasam Sofer says that he thought he's going to actually pot it in the end, because what happened was, it says that he went, he wanted to make sure that he's going to be called, so he went directly to Moshe Rabbeinu and the whole basin and everybody with this wood on his shoulders. And the halacha is that if the whole Sanhedrin, without exception, they're all mechayev him, then he's potter. So he wanted everyone to be mechayev him, and then he's going to be potter. The only thing is that he didn't realize that because they didn't know what onus to give him, therefore there was a reason to say that he should be potter. Because also because of the hasra, they didn't warn him clearly which onus to do. So for some people were worried that it wasn't a clear warning, they didn't warn him what onus was going to be. So because there were reasons to say why he should be potter. No, you had 2-3 people saying potter, rove people, machayev them, that you can go cut into rove and kill him again. This is a custom safer. Yeravam did the same mistake, McKen's argument. Yeravam, he knew, Achia Shiloni, what happened was, if you look in the Nach, when Yeravam split off with 10 of the Shvatim, and Rechavam went back home, he mobilized his army and he wanted to declare war and reconquer the rest of the Shvatim. So, there was a Navi called Shemaiah, and he came to Hashem, from Hashem to Rechavam, and he told him that it was, the whole Gezerah was from Hashem, and therefore it was meant to happen. Even though it happened through a mistake, because Rechavam was planning to put taxes even higher than Shlem HaMelech had done, but it was just an excuse for the Gezerah that had been Mishamayim, that the Melam Melech should be split. So he went home. So either way, Yeravam knew that this is a Gezerah. It wasn't just a man-made rebellion. It was Hashem said it should happen. So he made a cheshbon. If Hashem wants that I should be king, then how can he want that everyone should go to the Beis HaMikdash? If everyone goes to the Beis HaMikdash, I will be deposed very shortly. I won't stay as a king for very, very long. Therefore, he thought the greater good is to be mekayem the Gezerah of Hashem. It's like a thing of a Harat Shah, where Navi could tell you to do things which is really wrong, because now this is the mitzvah. So he thought, now the mitzvah is to keep my melucha staple, and therefore I can do things which are not allowed to usually do. That was his husband. But Lemaisa, we see that he was tragically wrong, and is considered in Pega Ovis like one of the melachim doesn't have chelik lemabo, because he did too many chesbonos. He should have done what Hashem said him to do, and forget. If Hashem wants his melacha to continue, then even with standing in Beis Hamikdash, while Rechavam is the only one that is allowed to sit down, nevertheless they will not split off from him. Saying, so he thought that you're allowed to do the Avodah Zarah, because the greater good is that he should remain king. So it's the same mistake that this Mekoshesh did. He did an Avodah L'Shem Shemaim. Same thing with, and look at the beginning of the Seder, the Meraglim, when they came back with a bad report about Eretz Yisrael, they started off with a good kavanah as well, Yidua. They knew when they heard Elder Demeter saying that Moshe is going to die and Yeshua is going to bring them in, they thought to themselves they don't want to give up Moshe Rabbeinu. They want to remain with Moshe another few years. So they made this whole pshat l'vataya in order to keep Moshe with them. It was also, see, again, they wanted to do something against Hashem with cheshbonos that they write. Nemesis, they had negias as well, because they knew that if they go into the Eretz Yisrael, they'll be nifted as well. So they want to live for longer as well. But that's besides the point. But it must, they had elements of L'Shem Shemayim in it as well. You go, in last week's Sedra, it says that Miriam and Avio, and she said Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. And Hashem made her to become a Metzora, and then eventually Moshe Rabbeinu davened. And the Maskana was that Kavachemer from a normal person is going to be embarrassed if her father is upset with him, with her. For a week, then she could stay locked up for a week, and then she'll go back to the Machna. So Takavati Sogi Miriam Chuz LeMachna Shivas Yomim. Miriam remained locked up outside the Machna 7 days, but Amlo Nasa Deosat Miriam. And the Klalis all waited until Miriam went away, until the Tzaras went away. So Zok Rashi, but Amlo Nasa Zeh HaKovod Cholak LaMokim. This covered Hashem gave her b'shvil shah achas, because of 1 hour she waited for Moshe when he was sent to the river, when he was put into the river. It says that his sister waited, so therefore everyone waited as well for Miriam. Now if I ask anybody who's a volunteer to be a material for a week, and whole class was going to wait for him, yeah, I don't think anyone's going to be interested. It's not the biggest cover that a person would like to do. Besides the fact that why did he have to wait for the time when she's being punished in order to give her a cover? To like minimize the pain. If she would have had to walk together with them outside the Machna, then it would have been hot. And without the Ananiya cover, it would have been very hard. So there, it's okay, so it made it a bit more comfortable for her. Good. But this is not the way to give a schar for a person. Right? Besides that, this is not wasn't schar either. It's the biggest embarrassment. You want a whole Klal Yisrael to find out what Miriam did. Is this the what kind of covet is it? So Lemaisa, the answer is, I think, that when tzaddikim get punished, it's said in the whole Torah. When you look at the Torah, you think, even Klal Yisrael itself, you think all they did in the Midbar was complain. That's all you hear about. Same thing when you look in Tanakh and Shoftim. Every time, but this goes out to and then the next complaint, and the next problem, and then had to daven to Hashem back again. So you think that's all they did for 400 years. It's not true, because if you count it up, You see, it was once in 40 years or so, might have happened. But like the meditainers, that's most of the time, Klal Yisrael were big tzaddikim. It was the one or two times when they were not. So they preferred to be written clearly in the pasuk, in order that people should learn a lesson and not do it again. That's pshat in the next Rashi, in the beginning of Baal of Shalach. Lo manes mechopash meraglim lepashas meyam. What was the connection between meraglim meyam? Lefi shaloksal iske dibo, because she got hit because of loshon hara she dibo b'achya, she spoke about her brother. They saw and they didn't take Musa. She only went in, she only agreed to be Mufasim. She only considered it a covert if this will lead her to give a lesson to Klal Yisrael and to be for good purpose. But if it won't be a good purpose, then there's no shkatachlis. Yes, it was like a, it was like reopening the old wounds. Can you imagine how Meir must have felt now when the Meraglim were undoing what her whole cheshbon was. But the Emma says that it wasn't all for nothing. So you want to say that the finished. She went out for a week. She thought it's a covert. She thought everyone's going to learn a lesson. And in the end, there was no lesson. The Emma says in the Shemus. Because anything that says in the Torah, it's Emes Lamita, and it stays Emes Lamita. So even though the Meraglim made a mistake and they did something wrong, Mamash in the next pasuk, nevertheless, the fact that it says in the Torah means that the Te'eles of publicizing it is still there. A lot of times when people do big things, and literally the next day or so, something happens that looks like as if it's turning over everything that they did, they should know it's not true, because as long as it's a mitzvah remains forever, and it can be chisa meisim on it as well. L'maisa chutz mizeh, it says later on, in Dvorim, I think, it says, Zoche, Eze she'asa she'mekot b'l'meyom, b'dav p'seitchum b'mitzrayim. Her oynosh that she got from Hashem became another mitzvah. It became a Zoche. That's called a kavod. The fact that it was done in a public way was also added on another mitzvah. You see the same, you can tell the smichas that really Mekoshes Eitzim saw what Miriam did. She saw that Miriam got punished. So it looks like a negative thing. But she still didn't mind publicizing it because it's going to become a mitzvah of Zohar. So he thought, come on, let me also jump into the bandwagon. And I'll do something wrong. And I'll get punished. And I'll also get into the Torah and become a mitzvah. At least in the chelik of the punishment, it'll be called in my name. Everyone knows what punishment to give for Shabbos because of what I did. But with Emerson, it's not the same thing. Miriam, she didn't do an Aveda Dafka. She thought she was doing a mitzvah. Turned out that it was wrong. Yeah, because she didn't realize that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevi'ahs were different than all the other people, all the other Nevi'im. Yeah? It was possible she didn't realize. But the Mekoshes knew that it was wrong. Yeah? So therefore, he shouldn't have done something which he knew for sure it's wrong in order to add on a new pshat in maybe what the Oynish is. It's not enough. That was the mistake which he did. You look back in the Megillah, the pasuk before where it speaks about Shlosh Asim Boy, that you should write about Klal Yisrael, what's good in your eyes, b'shem HaMelech, in the name of the king, and you should sign it with the ring of the king, because something that was written in the name of the king, and that was signed with the seal of the king. You can't return it, and you can't reverse it. So you can say remes, according to what we just handed, that ki chesav shenichta b'shem HaMelech. with something that was written by Hashem HaMelech. When Hashem writes something, Ein LaHashiv, you can't preempt it and say he means this, or he means that, or I'm doing it in order to explain other things with it. Ein LaHashiv, don't give terutzim. Just do what he says you should do. And b'schus that, b'zoyche, to the other thing that was said today as well, La Yehudim Hoy Sa'ir V'Simcha V'Sosim V'Kah.